Welcome to Joshua Orland's Home Finance Show, a show that deep dives into guiding through reverse mortgages, using your home finance to assist seniors with financial planning, how to get a below-rate mortgage, predictions for the real estate market, and how to make it work for you. Along with other topics, Josh will talk to experts and help you plan for a prosperous future. Now, here's your host, Joshua Orland.
Good morning. Today is Sunday, January 8th, and this is the Home Finance Show. I'm your host, Joshua Orland. It's great to be with you this morning. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to talk about home finance topics and how you, the listener, can maybe get ahead of what's going on in our economy and how you can use your mortgage to make sure you've got some financial stability. Again, my name is Joshua Orland. I'm your host. You can reach me if you want to at 561-421-2612. That number again, 561-421-2612. Or go to my website, joshuaorland.com. joshuaorland.com. So let's start our home finance half hour by talking a little bit about what's going on in the larger economy that is going to affect all of us. It looks as though the economy is still not in a recession as we speak right now. Jobless numbers are still, there were 204,000 jobless claims the other day on Thursday, January 5th, which was below expectations. So fewer people filed for unemployment insurance in the preceding week than was expected. Now, that number is, we always say one number does not make a trend, and that shouldn't be looked at as a trend, but it's good news. But it's also a difficult time period. You know, it's right between Christmas and New Year's that number was generated. So it may not be indicative of what's going on in the jobs market, but the employment market, the jobs market still seems rather healthy. So that's not a recession. Inflation is moderating, continues to moderate, so that's good. A lot of people confuse inflation for a recession. I was having this conversation with my wife the other day, and she said, "I think we're in a recession." And as is my way, I disagreed with her. And if you don't believe that I disagree with her, just ask her. She'll tell you I do. But she said, "I don't think we're in a recession." I said, "Well, why not?" She said, "Well, look at prices. Prices are up." And I said, prices being up is not a recession. Now, the interesting thing is both prices being up, prices rising, and recessions are painful, but it's different pain. So inflation is not a recession, although the response to inflation, which is to raise interest rates, is typically recessionary. And also a lot of economic experts say that the Federal Reserve, which is responsible for setting interest rates, has never been able to bring inflation down without causing a recession from where inflation has been recently. So what do I mean by that? Inflation was running at a little over 8% per year, maybe slightly higher, but right around 8% per year. And the Federal Reserve Bank, which is responsible for setting interest rates and controlling the money supply for the United States, their goal is to bring down inflation. And they do that primarily by raising interest rates. So interest rates are rising in order to staunch the flow or the inflationary time period that we're in. And the Fed has never succeeded in bringing down inflation from as high a level as we've been at, the 8% or a little bit more than 8%, without throwing the economy into a recession. So a lot of economic forecasters, and I'm kind of an amateur economic forecaster, a lot of forecasters believe that we will probably go into a recession this coming year. And I'm one of those who believes that. Now, I don't believe that a recession is something for us to fear. A recession is just a normal part of the economic cycle. It's not anything that we need to fear, but it is something for which we need to prepare. And that's what I want to talk about for the next 20 minutes or so, is how do we prepare for the coming recession? Now, first of all, the good news for all of us is that if we do go into a recession, interest rates will fall. So if you are suffering with a higher interest rate right now, some relief will be on the way. Now, most people who could refinance their mortgage refinanced their mortgage last year when interest rates were on a 30-year fix were slightly under 3%. That's really cheap money, folks. And if you were able to get that, that's great. But there were still people who purchased homes and condominiums and multifamily properties in the last year. And those people may have higher interest rates than they would have if they purchased before, or that they can have coming up in the future as interest rates fall. I always compare a recession to an economic storm. You know, we don't like storms, but we know we're going to have them. We don't like recessions, but we know we're going to have them. But here we are in South Florida. What do you do when you know that there's a storm coming? What do you do when you know that there's a hurricane coming, as seems to happen with increasing frequency? Well, you prepare for it, right? You make sure you've got supplies in the house. You make sure that you've got food in the house and candles in case the electricity goes out. You make sure your phones are charged. You make sure that maybe you board up or tape up your windows. In short, you prepare. And that's what I think that we need to do about the coming recession. How hard is this recession going to be? How deep and how long lasting is really anybody's guess? You know, economists are very good at telling you why what happened happened, but they're very bad at telling you what will happen. Why are economists so bad at telling you what will happen? It's really very simple. We're a nation of over 330 million people, and what people do has an impact on our economy. And there is very little chance that an economist can accurately predict what people will do in the face of economic uncertainty. In the lifetime of most of us, we've seen all sorts of great events that were on nobody's radar screen before they happened. Interest rates fell dramatically in late 2001, early 2002, and into 2003. Why did those interest rates fall so dramatically? Well, it was in response to the terror attacks of September 11, 2001. Certainly no economist predicted the catastrophe of those terror attacks. So there's an example where you can't predict the future. And even if you could predict the future, you most likely are unable to predict people's responses to it. Another economic event was the collapse of the real estate and mortgage market of 2008-2009. Where over a million families lost their homes per year for the 4 years or so, 4 or 5 years after that economic collapse. The economists really got it wrong, because the economists believed that if people got in trouble with their mortgage, they would simply continue to pay it or sell their homes. And this was faulty logic. People did not sell their homes nor continue to pay their mortgages. They squatted. They stopped paying their mortgage, but they didn't leave their house, and they created the foreclosure crisis. there were economists who saw the troubling signs in the mortgage market, but there were very few of them. And even those who predicted the collapse of the mortgages were unable to accurately predict people's behavior after that collapse. So economists are very good at looking back at the past and telling you why what happened happened. But because we're such a large nation of so many different people doing so many different things, it is really impossible to predict with any real accuracy the effect that an economic event will have. But, you know, it's good for us to know that. So what do we do with that knowledge? We prepare. Simply, that's what we do in order to prepare. So I want to first talk about a type of mortgage that helps people down in here in South Florida and other areas of our nation when they are the victims of a bad, not economic storm, but a bad weather-related incident. And that is the FHA 203H mortgage. Now, many of you may say, oh, you said that wrong. It's the 203K mortgage. An FHA 203K mortgage is a mortgage that many people have taken advantage of to purchase a home and do remodeling or rehab of their personal residence. So a 203K provides money to purchase and mortgage money to rehab. But a 203H, which is what I want to talk about right now, is a different type of mortgage. It is for people who suffer from a natural disaster, like a hurricane or an earthquake or a tornado. By the way, when we had, I think it was, what was it, Hurricane Ian recently, a friend of mine who lives in Delray Beach told me they avoided the hurricane, but at the same time the hurricane was present and wreaking havoc, a tornado touched down a couple of miles away from their home. So those are two unrelated weather events that are really quite serious, a hurricane and a tornado all at the same time. So the 203H program from FHA is designed to help homeowners rebuild after a natural disaster. And it provides funding for up to 100% of the rebuilding cost. Now, if you don't want to rebuild your home, if it's been destroyed in a natural disaster, you don't have to use the 203H program to rebuild your home in which you currently live in the event of a natural disaster. It will provide funds up to 100% to purchase a new home outside of that area if you've been victimized by a natural disaster. So keep that in mind, folks. One thing we know about South Florida is that we're going to get hurricanes. And those hurricanes can be very destructive. But again, we want to make sure we prepare. So that 203H program is something for you to know about if you, in case, God forbid, you need to rebuild your home after a natural disaster, or if you want to buy a new home outside of that natural disaster area. And you can get more information on that, again, by calling me at 561-421-2612 or going to my website, joshuaorland.com. Let's move on and talk about other methods of preparing for the future. You know, I've been a big believer that a person's mortgage should not be based on their past experience, but it should be based on their present experience and help them get into the future. So if you're a retiree, and South Florida has a lot of retirees, but if you're a retiree and you're still paying a monthly mortgage on a 30-year fixed or an adjustable rate mortgage or even a 15-year fixed, that mortgage probably doesn't fit in with your current needs. Yesterday, I had a great conversation with a woman in Sebastian, Florida. and we are redoing her 30-year fixed rate mortgage into a reverse mortgage. She's living on Social Security. Her Social Security is pretty good. It's about $2,500 a month. And she can afford everything she's doing, but things are tight. Things are tight. She says she only has about $150 left over every month. Now, she is not working, but she's in her 70s. She's in her late 70s. She is not working. She got that mortgage when she was, but she is still paying every month on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. And she has about 50% equity in her home, which means her mortgage less than that. She owes about 35% of her home's value. So she has a lot of equity. She has a lot of wealth in the form of equity in her home. But right now, with her 30-year fixed, that equity she has in her home is not available to her. She can't access that equity, and she keeps paying on that 30-year fixed. So what we're doing for her is we are refinancing that into a reverse mortgage. The first thing that happens is her monthly mortgage payment goes away. So she starts saving a lot of money every month. Now, she still has to pay her property taxes and insurance. That's a condition of any mortgage, that you pay your property taxes and insurance. But she will not have to pay principal and interest, although she is welcome to if she wants to. No lender is going to refuse to cash her checks. But not only will she have this this relief from her monthly mortgage payment, we are setting up a line of credit for her. And that line of credit is going to be growing at the same interest rate as the mortgage, which right now is about 6.5%. So the money that she owes on her 30-year fixed rate mortgage, she will now owe to the reverse mortgage lender, and that will accrue interest at about 6.5%. As I said, she's welcome to pay it, but she doesn't have to. So that interest, that money that she owes will accrue interest at 6.5% approximately. At the same time, the money that she has available to her in the line of credit is growing at the same 6.5% per year compounded monthly. And so that is a really important hedge against inflation. And it helps her to access the increased equity in her home as her home appreciates. Now that begs the question, what happens if her home doesn't appreciate? What happens if her home declines in value? Now, folks, a lot of economic A lot of economic analysts, there we go. A lot of economic analysts believe that home prices will retreat over the course of the next year or 18 months, and I'm one of those who thinks that as well. Now, don't get too nervous. I don't think, and nobody seems to think, that prices of homes are going to fall like they did a dozen years ago. I don't see a 20 or 30% decrease in value. I see a 4 or 5 or 8% decrease in value, but really not more than that. And the reason that I don't think that prices are going to fall so dramatically is because of the laws that were enacted to govern the mortgage market in the wake of the big meltdown of 2008-2009. But even if her home decreases in value, that line of credit will continue to always grow. So we set up the mortgage amount that she borrows, and we set up the line of credit based on today's value of the home. But once we close, the line of credit is untethered from the value of the home and will increase at the same interest rate as the mortgage per annum compounded monthly, even if the value of the home declines. So this is a really, really powerful tool. And I think that a reverse mortgage should be part of an overall financial plan in order to help seniors assure their financial stability. Let me say that again, folks. I think that a reverse mortgage should be part of an overall financial plan in order for seniors to assure their continued financial stability. And that's, by the way, why I do this, because I watch the seniors that I help. I watch the stress be relieved. You can see the look on their face, and you can see their shoulders seem to become lighter when they do the reverse mortgage, because they don't have to lay awake at night worrying about their bills. We really help. It's an amazingly powerful financial tool. This woman that we're dealing with, that I've talked about just a moment ago, when I explained to her what this could do for her, you could just hear the lightness in her voice. You could hear things just, you mean I'm not going to have to make that monthly payment on my 30-year fixed rate mortgage anymore? Right. She can pay it if she wants to? Right. She doesn't have to pay it if she doesn't want to? Right. Well, then that always brings up the next question. And that is, well, what about my kids? What do they get? Well, your kids get your assets, right? And your home is one of your assets. And if there is equity in your home after you sell it, or you die and move out or whatever, well, if you die, we hope you move out. But if there is equity in the home, that equity belongs to your heirs. The home belongs to your heirs. And so if this woman, she's in her very late 70s, if she passes away and there is equity in her home, her heirs will keep the home or sell the home, and they'll take the equity. But the great thing about the reverse mortgage, another one of the great things, there are many great things about reverse mortgages, but another great thing is if there is no equity, and if she owes more than the house is worth, the family is able to simply walk away. That is an FHA insured mortgage. The FHA insurance will cover the difference between what is owed and the value of the home if more is owed than the house is worth. So let me say that again. The FHA insurance will cover the difference between what is owed and what the house is worth if more is owed than the value of the home. It's insured. So the family, the heirs, do not have to pay the difference. God willing, this woman lives another 20 or 30 years and lives to the ripe old age of 120, which is unlikely because most people don't. If she lives that long, she will definitely owe more than the house is worth, I would think. I mean, I could be wrong. I can't see into 30 years into the future, or in her case, 40 years into the future. But if she does, then her great-grandchildren will not have to pay any money towards the difference if the mortgage is, as we say, underwater. That's an enormously powerful tool. And this woman gets to stay in that house for the rest of her life, and she doesn't have to worry about those finances anymore. It's an enormously helpful financial tool. I do recommend that people investigate it right away, because I want people to lock in their value before home prices really fall. If you lock in your value now, we will base your reverse mortgage on today's value and not relook at it if home prices fall, which we expect that they will. Folks, if I've interested you in any way with what I've said, please give me a call. I'm Joshua Orland. I'm the host of the Home Finance Show. You can reach me at 561-421-2612. 561-421-2612. Or go to my website, Joshua joshuaorland.com. joshuaorland.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Be in touch. I'm available. I've got 37 years of real estate and real estate finance experience. Let me bring it to bear to help you. 561-421-2612. Thanks, folks. I'll see you next week, January 15th. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks for listening to Joshua Orland's Home Finance Show. If you have questions or are in need of assistance with your home financial needs, give Josh a call at 561-421-2612. That's 561-421-2612. Or visit his website at joshuaorland.com. That's Joshua Orland, spelled O-R-L-A-N.com. Be sure to tune in next time and learn more on how to tackle the obstacles of home finance.